As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, it is Friday. It is Friday. The sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table some places in America, coffee brewing on the stove right here in my kitchen, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to the Friday, March the 6th, 2009 broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. We're on the web, vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and some workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then don't miss a minute of today's broadcast, because we're going to talk about getting you on the right track financially for those of you that might be a little bit upside down. And there's lots of upside down in the financials today. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. If we can't look forward to freedom, why are we looking forward at all? Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become Vocal Local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the telephone and call in. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you too can call toll-free 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org. Again, the listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. We've got a lot of material on the plate to go through today. Market reports, the jobs reports are in for February. The red ink is flowing, folks. We'll talk about basic household economy, rags to riches, how you can get there, putting a historical foundation on the new economic order, part five, if we can have time for that. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Friday, March the 6th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. New York time. Gold was up $7.60, trading at $9.40 an ounce. Silver was up $13 to $13.37 per ounce. Platinum was up $13. Look at all these 13s, up $13 to $1,075 an ounce for platinum. Palladium was up $4 to $201 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average still down there in the toilet, 6,594 points. The NASDAQ was trading at 1,299. Nothing but red ink there. The U.S. dollar exchange also in red ink today, down 85 basis points, trading at 88.21. Crude oil was up 78 cents to $44.39 a barrel. The high-low spread, as of 9 o'clock a.m., was 932.60 for a low in the spot market to 945.50, about a $10, $12 range in there, somewhere like that, 13 it looks like, and the spot market's going to close in 7 hours. So those are all active trading numbers. It's going to be lots of up and down today. The jobs market report is going to influence the markets greatly, I'm sure, and so we'll see how things wind up at the closing bell. The currency exchange, the foreign exchange, the Canadian dollar, trading around 78 cents U.S., the Mexican peso, about 7 cents U.S., the British pound, $1.43 U.S., and the euro, $1.27 for buying 1 euro. That's kind of an interesting scenario there. Very interesting basket of currencies, and we are going to increase our knowledge and put this idea of baskets and of currencies and baskets of securities and various stocks in our mind as we become global in our thinking. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
whole range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Friday morning, March the 6th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. This is the beginning of the first hour. Let's go into, we've talked about the market reports. I gave you the highs and lows in the gold, silver, platinum, palladium, Dow Jones, NASDAQ, USDX, crude, and the spot market before the first break. Let's go into this first article here. This is out of Reuters. You know, I just as soon leave Reuters out of my mind. I know the history of it and whatnot, you know, and the just complete embedment by the Rothschilds in this. But nevertheless, this is the kind of stuff that gets put out on the wires. Got up very early this morning. I was on the web at about 6 o'clock my time, looking at various things, and everyone was eyeing the anticipating the job reports. This article from Reuters came out before that that announcement was made at 8:30 Washington, D.C. time. But nevertheless, we're going to cover the jobs in a moment. Let's go into this article. It says, precious metals, gold up on a flight to safety, U.S. jobs dead-eyed, Friday, March the 6th, 4:11 p.m. IST. That would be India Standard Time, maybe. I don't know. Gold up after climbing 1% in Asia as equity slid. The highlights here, dollars tumble ahead of the U.S. non-farm payrolls data, and the SPDR ETF holdings are static. The iShares see outflow updates throughout, blah, 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 previous Tokyo, by Jan Harvey. London, March the 6th, off Reuters. Gold rose in Europe on Friday, building on the previous session's near 3% gains as Wall Street slides to 12-year lows, curbing appetites for equities, and the dollar tumbles ahead of the U.S. jobs data later this session. That would be today. Investors spooked by volatility in other assets such as currencies and equities are buying the metal as a safe store of value, analysts said. Of course, Jan is an analyst, and so she probably said that. And that's quite true. This is what people do. They look at gold and silver and other metals and other things, tangibles and commodities, whatnot, as a safe haven against the paper market, so to speak. Here's another quotation. Quote, gold is considered in the first instance at the moment an insurance premium and a safe haven, close quote, said Commerce Bank analyst Eugene Weinberg or Weinberg. It is the equity markets and risk aversion that are moving the market. So it's the equities and risk aversion trying to stay safe in this uncertain marketplace that are actually driving the market, rather than any good news that I can pull out of the web for you. The precious metals rose on Thursday as U.S. stocks tumbled to 12-year lows after General Motors said it was facing potential bankruptcy. Well, how long have they been saying that? And extended its gains as stocks slid in Asia. World stocks struck a 6-year low as Japan's Nikkei average fell 3% in early trade. European shares opened a touch higher, but sentiments remain cautious. Traders are awaiting the U.S. non-farm payrolls data due for release at 8:30. That's some kind of Greenwich Mean Time thing. 13:30 Greenwich Mean Time for all those globalists out there for clues as to the next direction of the markets. Quote, disappointing data could mean more pressure for U.S. equity markets, close quote, said Standard Bank analyst Mankwoba Madinane. Wow, what a name. I think I would change that to Thomas Smith or something if I was to have to sign it that way every day. Economists expected the payrolls report will show the United States shed about 648,000 jobs in February. You're going to see that's a little higher. We shed a few more than that, compared to 598,000 in January. Just add those two numbers in your head, folks. January, February, over a million jobs gone in the United States in 2 months, 60 days. The unemployment rate is expected to have risen to 7.9% from 7.6%. The dollar tumbled, again, excuse me, is that frog I keep in my throat. The dollar tumbled more than 1% against a basket of currencies, reversing recent gains as investors braced for the data. You just see all the investors leaning up against the rail. They're bracing for the data. Talk that the economy could have lost up to 1 million jobs had hit the U.S. currency hard, traders said. It's skeptical. The subheading under this article, in this article, but analysts remain skeptical about gold's ability to extend its gain. Analysts remain skeptical about gold's ability to extend its gains. Commerce Bank's Weinberg said gold's weak underlying fundamentals, with jewelry demand falling sharply and scrap supply picking up, pointed to a much lower price. And we've been hearing all about that scrap selling of the scrap gold in India. Demand for gold in India, the world's largest market for the precious metals, remained slack as prices rose for a second day on Friday, while selling of scrap stepped up as gold holders cashed in after the recent price gains. Quote, there are no hopes of traders buying, close quote, said Haresh Akareya. Give me a break. Head of the bullion desk at Parker Agrochem Exports in Ahmedabad. That's someplace in the planet, no doubt. Quote, sellers are coming in huge numbers. Close quote. Buying of gold-backed exchange-traded funds was also stagnant, with the holdings of New York's SPDR Gold Trust, the GLD, static for a fifth consecutive session. So in other words, for 5 days, the SPDR Gold Trust GLD has been remaining static. And we'll talk about that a little bit more today. If I can figure out the technology, I want to get my second computer over here on the radio table and look at a very lengthy document, perhaps in the second hour, if we can work the technology out. I think it's just a pretty simple process, but I've never tried it. Among other precious metals, spot silver traded or tracked gold higher to $13.42 an ounce from $13.22. Earlier, it touched a one-week high of $13.49. holdings of the largest silver ETF, exchange-traded share. Again, the iShares Silver Trust, SLV, that's silver, of course, declined by 82.8 tons on Thursday. That is a couple of tons of silver, by the way, and are down 282.1 tons, or 3%, from the record level they held last Thursday. A week and a one day ago, 282.1 tons of silver dumped. That ought to have something to do with the market. Spot platinum firmed to $1,070 an ounce from $1,058.50, and prices ticked higher on Thursday despite the announcement from General Motors and a spate of other price negative data. What was that announcement from GM? I guess they've decided to make kites instead of automobiles, perhaps. That platinum remained comfortably above $1,000 an hour despite ostensibly bearish news leads us to believe that the market is building a base from which to trade higher, said HSBC analyst James Steele. Platinum may very well be trading higher soon. Spot palladium rose to $200 to $205 an ounce from $196, having earlier reached a 10-day high of $201. So there's a little bit of news from Reuters. Set that one aside. Keep pressing forward. Let's see how we're looking. We're going to have a break coming up here shortly, and that's going to be almost imminently. So we'll just skip that one. So there's lots of news out there. If you look on the SPDR, if you go up on the exchange-traded funds list, you'll see that there's bazillions of them, and few of them are in black ink. We'll be back.
Tool it can be. CCWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot related profile, CCW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back once again. Suck it up and get ready. Bubba and Jane, we got bad news in the unemployment market. Employers in the United States cut 651,000 jobs, and the unemployment rose to 8.1%. This article off Bloomberg by Bob Willis. He was a kind of a cowboy fella. Good guy too, Bob Willis. I remember some of his music. Anyway, this by Bob Willis off of Bloomberg, March 6th. U.S. unemployment rate surged in February to the highest level in more than 25 years, and the economy lost more than 600,000 jobs for a third consecutive month, pointing to further reductions in spending. I don't know about you, but I just about have my belt pulled up all the way. It's any tighter, we're going to have to take breaths on alternate days, I think. But anyway, we got that belt cinched up real tight, and we're hemorrhaging jobs like unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, this article by Bob Willis at about 6 o'clock this morning was anticipating these job losses, and it was amazing from the time that the report came out around 8:30 in Washington, D.C., until just a few moments later. He hustled through this article and rewrote the whole thing. I have both of them. I won't go into the other one, but one is anticipating and one is looking in hindsight, retrospect, at what the numbers actually were. So here we go. Tumbling demand globally is prompting companies from General Motors to Sears Holdings Corporation to step up firings. See, we're not just talking about laying off. This isn't getting the pink slip and come back in 2 weeks. This is goodbye, sweetheart. Here's your last check. Pick up your tools and head for the house. You're done. Not a good thing. Clean out your desk. Clean out your cubby hole. Shut off your computer. Take your personal files. Take your CDs, your pictures, your calendar, and leave the building. You have until 10 o'clock this morning. You ever been through that before? I've been sacked a couple of times on cutbacks, and I've also had to do a bit of sacking myself as a manager and an employer. not a good thing. Not good for the employee, and it's not good for the employer. It makes for a real bad day. You want to close the door in your office and sit there and look out the window and drink a couple of cups of good strong coffee and think about the lives that you've just destroyed. Not much you can do about it when the red ink is flowing. However, once again, the Obama administration, I hate saying that word, Barry the usurper's administration, has set aside immediate concerns about a budget gap and pushed through a $787 billion stimulus plan, again, aimed at creating or saving 3.5 million jobs. And all those jobs will be swapping out the light bulbs in federal buildings, taking out the incandescent bulbs and putting in these little pseudo-fluorescent Hummers, I suppose. Sweeping floors, emptying waste cans, washing urinals, that kind of real productive work. All in the federal sector, too, by the way. 3.5 million jobs. Here's a quote. There is not a single sign that points to a bottom yet, close quote. Ellen Zentner, a senior economist at the Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi UFJ Limited in New York, said before the report, quote, it is the worst recession in the post-war era, close quote. Recession, honey? Recession? The payroll drop in January was revised up to 655,000 from 598,000, and December now shows a 681,000 drop, up from the 577,000 previously estimated. That's 110,000 more than estimated. The December decline was the biggest since October of 1949. The U.S. economy has now lost almost 4.4 million jobs since the recession began in December of 2007. The biggest employment slump, you know, they weren't saying it was a recession, were they, in 2007? Yeah, Robert Chapman and a few had it on the mark starting in about December of 2006, but they weren't saying the R word in 2007, I can assure you, not even on Bloomberg. The biggest employment slump of any economic downturn in the post-war period. Payrolls were forecast to drop by 650,000, according to the median of 80 economists surveyed by Bloomberg News. Estimates range from losses of $500,000 to $800,000. And they had a pretty fair forecast this morning. I just went down and I read through it. And their numbers look pretty accurate. Again, it was according to a median of 80 economists. In other words, the middle line, the median line of these guys. And their estimates were right close to what came in. Factory jobs. The jobless rate was projected to jump to 7.9%. Forecasts ranged from 7.8% to 8.1%. Today's report showed factory payrolls fell by 168,000 after declining 257,000 in the prior month. It's the only guys who kept their jobs were the ones that were going to sweep up and shut off the lights, clean out the parking lot, take down the sign, that sort of thing. The decrease included a loss of 25,300 jobs in producers of machinery and 27,500 makers of fabricated metal products. Producers of machinery, that's not a good sign, folks. You stop making turret lathes, you stop making the cutting devices, the CNC machines and all of that. You stop making the machines, and it's an indicator that there ain't going to be any making coming down the road for a while. Automakers at the heart of the manufacturing slump continue to slash jobs and trim costs to stay in business. General Motors last month said it would cut 47,000 more positions globally. Globally. How many of those will be in the U.S.? While Chrysler LLC announced 3,000 more layoffs. Auto parts makers are also suffering. If you think you're going to find a safe haven in the stocks for Joe's Auto Parts or something like that, you better guess again. Auto parts makers are also suffering. Canton, Ohio-based Timken Company, I didn't see it in the article, it's right there. Canton, Ohio-based Timken Company, the supplier of bearings to the world's top five car makers, Timken and Fafner, there's two of the big ones, Timken, the supplier of bearings to the world's top five car makers, said March the 2nd it would eliminate as many as 400 salaried jobs this year. Getting rid of some of the deadwood, cutting back at the top, that's a good idea. You know, it was the making of ball bearings and the export of ball bearing machinery and design for machinery and whatnot that was considered state secrets in World War I, World War II. Ball bearings that were made in the United States of America were some of the finest and perhaps still are. Ball bearings are extremely important for machinery. Service industries, which include banks, insurance companies, restaurants, and retailers, subtracted 375,000 workers after cutting 276,000. So there's 600,000. Financial firms cut payrolls by 44,000 after a 52,000 decline the prior month. It's hitting everybody. Retail payrolls decreased by 39,500 after its previous 38,500 drop. Hitting about the same percentages month by month, or month over month, depending on how you look at it. Here's another section of this article. Very difficult. Sears last week said it would shutter 24 stores. So that's 24 more stores going. And you know, with every one of these stores that gets shuttered, that's retail space that's dumped back onto the U.S. retail space marketplace. Think of the impacts that is in shopping centers and strip malls and things like that when you start shutting down Sears stores. Sears are typically rather large stores. We'll pick it up on the other side and see what kind of grim news we have remaining out of this article. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, those call-in numbers are in the Austin area. If you have unlimited long distance on your telephone system, it's 512-904-8014. And from around America and around the world, international number, call-in number, toll-free, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Very difficult here. We're going to go back to this article from Bloomberg. We're adding 24 Sears stores being closed on top of the 8 that were closed previously. And this is all after fourth quarter profits fell by 55% due to the weak holiday sales. So I guess Santa Claus wasn't very good for Sears this year. This past year, the quote, was a very difficult year for the world economies and for retail in the United States, and 2009 needs to be the year of restoring confidence and trust in our financial system, close quote, Sears Chairman Edward Lampert said in a letter to his shareholders. Here's some more bad news. Payrolls at builders fell by 104,000 after decreasing by 118,000 as home sales and prices continue to tumble. Boy, if you're holding any houses that you've got on spec, you're looking for real trouble. Government payrolls increased by 9,000 after a gain of 31,000 the prior month. So we can see that government doesn't seem to get the message, do they? Adding 40,000 new government employees, it's one of the few areas that are still hiring. Another 26,000 jobs were added by education and health providers. Don't you just love the way they spend other people's money? People are getting their belts and their butts just whipped in this economy, and government continues to increase. That's socialism for you. Employers are holding the line on hours. the average work week held at 33.3 hours in February. What happens when you hold the line on hours? You put everybody on part-time labor, and there goes all of their benefits packages, etc. So you work hourly with no benefits. Average weekly hours worked by factory workers dropped to 39.6 hours from 39.8 hours. Once again, you're under that 40-hour mark. Everybody's part-time. While overtime also decreased to 2.6 hours from 2.8 hours. That brought the average weekly earnings up by $1 to $615.05, and we're going to talk about that. Average wages. Workers' average wages, hourly wages, rose by 3 cents in February, or 2%, 0.2%, to $18.47 from $18.44 the prior month. That's the workers' average hourly wage. And we're going to come back and work all over this number. Hourly earnings were 3.6% higher than in February of 2008. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg had forecast a 2% increase from January and a 3.8% increase for the 12-month period. Bankruptcy filings for individuals and companies surged 37% in February. You know, at one time, bankruptcy by an individual or a company was the worst thing that could ever come down the pike. But they've surged 37% in February to more than 103,000 filings, according to data compiled by Automated Access to Court Electronic Records, a service of the Jupiter eSources in Oklahoma City. Slumping sales have caused recent Chapter 11 filings by retailers such as Everything But Water LLC, the largest U.S. retailer of women's swimwear, and Ritz Camera Centers, the largest chain of camera stores. So we don't care about women's bathing suits anymore. We're not going to take any pictures of the girls in bathing suits either. Economist poll by Bloomberg last month forecast consumer spending will contract through the first 6 months of this year after sliding in the last half of 2008. Purchases have not contracted for four consecutive quarters since records began being kept in 1947, so things are looking kind of grim out there. Not exactly the kind of change perhaps the people thought they were going to get with the Barry the Usurper coming into office. Let's talk about this average U.S. wage. You have a pencil and paper handy? If you don't, grab one. Grab a pencil and paper. Let's walk through some numbers here. I want to try and lay out some common sense. Some information that I've gleaned and used over my life that might be of assistance to some of you. Let's take this average U.S. wage of $18.47 an hour. You know, if you multiply that times 2020 as hours, take $18.40 and multiply it by 2020, you wind up with $37,309 as an annual gross wage for the average U.S. wage. $37,309, that's quite a bit. I lived most of my working career on less than that. But, of course, this is an inflated amount. So you take this $37,309 as your annual gross, and looking in the 1040 Easy booklet for 2008 taxes, you come up with $5,663 for a single income tax filing. This doesn't include the other deductions, just using income tax. So let's hack out $5,663 out of that annual gross, which leaves you with a $31,646 net. Now, if you just take that $31,646 and divide it by four, you come up with $7,911.60. That $7,911 under the yardstick that we used back in the 70s and 80s as a realtor, when you were trying to figure out how much total a person might be able to put into their housing expenses, 25% of their income was about a standard. It would be standard for what a lending company would look at if you were trying to go for a mortgage. It would be what you'd want to put into your budget if you were renting. It's just about a standard for people who are building their lives rather than and or people in the later years of their lives. About 25% of your income sucked away and put into housing. So you take that 7,911 divided by 12, and you come up with $659 a month. So for $659 a month, if you're making $1,847 an hour, that should be the maximum amount that you would spend for rent or a mortgage payment. And in a mortgage payment, that would need to include your property insurance and your property taxes and your insurance, $659 a month. So if you're in the $18.47, if you have an average U.S. wage and your rent or your mortgage payment is in excess of $659, including everything, all inclusive, you're living beyond your means. If you look at that $659 a month rent or mortgage payment, you're looking at about a $79,000 house with no more than $660 a month for payments. Anybody living in a $79,000 house or more, higher, that's making $18.47 an hour is going backwards. You take this $31,646, which is your net, after you've taken out your income tax, if you pay income tax, you take that $31,646 divided by 12, you come down to $2,637 a month net. Now, one way that you can approach getting out of this mess, improving your life, is to establish or adopt a habit of tithing to yourself. In other words, 10% of all you earn is yours to keep. And you should pay yourself 10% before you pay the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and I say the priest. 10% of all you earn is yours to keep, and you should take that first. So when you're standing there at the bank counter, you've got your paycheck in your hand, you're looking at your pay stub, you've got your paycheck there, take 10% of whatever it is and put that in a special savings account. What you might consider doing is having three accounts, a checking account, a regular passbook savings account, and an extra savings account. That other savings account is your 10% account. That's your savings to save account. That's not a savings to spend account. That's a savings to save account from which you never touch it. Even if you're as broke as a joke, you leave it alone. If you take anything out of there, you're just eating the children of your savings. All right. So you take that $264 or 10% and tithe it to yourself. You set it aside. That leaves you with $2,373 for a working capital, or a nut, if you will, for the month. That's your sum total. That's your working capital. Out of your paycheck, out of all of your monthly incomes, you've got $2,373, and you're going to have to get all the way through the month with that. Stand by, and we'll be back right after this commercial intermission.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music.
Full range of electronics.
Computer and office.
Sports and outdoors.
Dry storable and organic food.
Health and wellness.
Survival and tactical gear.
Home and garden and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged election, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertising. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
Okay, and we are back once again. Thank you, Carlos. We are back once again. So it doesn't really make any difference whether you're a butcher's assistant or a baker's assistant or if you teach music lessons on the side or whatever it is that you do for income. If we're using this average U.S. wage of $18.47 an hour, and I'm laying out a program, basically, that will help to get you on track as quickly as possible with that kind of wealth coming in, that kind of an income, if you will. So we've discussed having three different accounts. One, you have a savings to save account. That's your 10% account. That's your tithe to yourself. That's savings to save for the purpose of making investments long term. That's looking forward to your old age account. That's an account that you never touch. It's a rainy day fund, but it's only for the worst of rainy days. In other words, you won't touch that until you're already in the ark and the water's 500 fathoms under the bow, so to speak. That's money that you just don't touch. You put it in there, you forget about it, and leave it alone. Don't touch it. So then you take the balance and you split that up. So we've got $2,373 as a working capital after you've taken away your 10%. And then there's a couple of ways of going. Now, a lot of people will just put that $2,373 in their checking account, and at the end of the month, they'll be broke. Other people will divide that by four and then try and live off of those quarters. But you may, in that account, without some kind of an economic plan, just wind up being poor for a long time. So here's a way you can do it. So again, you're standing right at the counter in the bank. You have your paycheck. You haven't gone home yet. You're on your way home on Friday, today, and you're bringing your paycheck, and you're at the bank. And so if you don't have two savings accounts and a checking account, open a second check savings account today. And you write a check, or you work up your deposit slip, and 10% goes into your savings to save account. And then, after you've done your math, and in this case, it's $2,373. That's your working capital total. That's the nut. You divide that in half. Half of it you put into checking, so $1,186.50 you would put into your checking, and $1,186.50 you'd put in your savings account. That's savings account B. That savings account is your savings to invest and savings to spend account. In other words, if you're looking down the road and you need an automobile, or if you have needs for furniture and things like that, that's going to come out of those savings. So those are the savings that you're saving up to put a down payment on a home or a farm or buy a new rifle or something. That's your savings to spend account. So you've got the $1,886.50 in your checking account. And what do you do with that? Well, you divide that by four on paper mentally, and you need to do a checkup from the neck up, so to speak. You divide that into four equal pieces, that $1,186.50, and it works out this way. $296.62, which you have available for housing. $296.62, which you have available for food. Every source, whether it's a Snickers bar on the way home from work or a cup of Mocha Joca or whatever, it's going to have to come out of that amount. You have $296.62 for transportation needs. And then you've got $296.62 for all other recurring and incidental expenses. That means your telephone bill, your internet bill, any other magazine subscriptions that you have, or whatever. Now, you're going to look at that, and you're going to say, my God, there's no way I can live on that. $296.62 for housing? Not a chance. Well, let's say this is a, I've got it worked out. This is a monthly income for someone that makes $18.47 an hour. So all you've got is $296.62 for housing. So if you're spending per month on this formula, and you're spending $500 a month for your apartment, or $500 a month for a mortgage payment, then you're looking for a roommate, and you're looking for one right now. Put the ad in this afternoon, because you're living beyond your means. You're going to continually go broke. You'll never get ahead. But if you'll do this, if you follow this formula, you're going to be on the road to riches. You're going to get out of trouble financially in a New York minute. You're going to be on your way out. If you ignore this formula, you're going to be poor for a long time. I've shared this with other people, and when they've applied it, and I've used this in myself in my own life, and when I applied it and stuck with it, I got right out of financial problems, and you no longer think about finances. You just put it behind you. So this is an idea. One of the basics of all of this is understanding the difference between being a living within your means as opposed to living beyond your means, and addressing needs as opposed to wants. There are endless things that people want, but there are only those things that one needs. And unless you are well-to-do and have this day off, or you're living comfortably in the lap of luxury, and you're just kind of chuckling as you listen to what I'm saying, then perhaps this doesn't apply to you. But of course, if you apply it in your life, you'll find that no matter what your sources of income are, if you apply this formula to them, you'll always be going into greater and greater prosperity and moving further and further away from poverty. A basic tenet in all of this is to understand that it's extremely important that you neither a borrower nor a lender be. The creditor is always the borrower, I guess you might say, the borrower is always the servant to the lender. And so you become your own bank in this system. You have a savings to spend account, a savings to save account, and you have a checking account. And it's out of these three accounts that you organize your whole life. And so you have to modify what you're doing today to start moving into this module. If you can do this, as I said, you're going to start moving further and further and further into financial freedom, and further and further and further away from debt. The food situation, same thing. If you're spending more than, at this income rate, if you're spending more than $296.62 a month for food, again, you might want to change your diet. You split these up into envelopes, if you want, in cash instead of checking. And that way, you know, you would be looking right at the real world, real time, all the time, as you carry these four envelopes around in your breast pocket, as opposed to a checkbook. $296.62 for transportation. How much is your car payment? What's the tax on your car? What's the insurance on your car? What's its mileage? How much are you driving? How far do you have to go to work, to and from work? Maybe you need to move closer to your job so that you don't have such a huge transportation expense. And then with $296.62 left over for all other recurring expenses, maybe you're going to want to start stripping away those magazine and newspaper subscriptions, cutting back out of all of that stuff that you're just spending for nothing. Out of that $296.62 there, you should have some money be set aside to buy books so that you can enrich your mind, expand your knowledge bank. It's the one thing that you can carry with you all the way throughout your entire life. Maybe out of this $296 and all for all other recurring and incidental expenses, you might be setting aside a little bit of money for a correspondence school course so that you can increase your knowledge base again, so that you might be able to make a greater income in the future or additional sources of income. But this is a basic formula, and it just flat out works. That savings to save, the investment, that 10% account, if you're making $18.40 and 7 cents an hour, you're an average income earner in America today, that's $264 a month that could be put into something, say, like silver, for instance. Or every fourth month, you might be able to invest in an ounce of gold or something that has a tangible value, a long-term storage of wealth, as they say, a safe haven, a flight to safety, as opposed to dollars. On your savings to spend account, same sort of a drill. There, maybe you're saving up for a house, but if you can invest that money wisely, it might grow faster and you get that house sooner. Well, that's a wrap up the first hour. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with us for hour number two of Become Vocal Local.
Tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit our website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host,
William Roberts.
Well, yes, again, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it is again time for a Show Me Showdown. This is the second hour of the Friday, March the 6th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, I suppose, hard facts and workable solutions for you today. During the first hour of this broadcast, we went into financial information and financial news, and I laid out a three-step program by which you can start to dig your way out of debt and start to move from basically a poor man to a man of wealth. And it was a tried and true proven system. It's real simple to do, and you're in complete control of it all of the time. No, you don't need to hire an expensive financial counselor or anything like that. It's just some common sense information for common sense people who are dealing and facing with the common sense world that we live in and are going to move out of debt and into greater and greater freedom, security, and prosperity, if you will, the real way, by not being a borrower nor a lender. Anyhow, all I can say about that is there you go. Go back and listen to the archives if you missed the broadcast, and be sure and catch the first hour tomorrow or Monday. And that way you won't have to spend so much time in the archives. But, of course, these broadcasts are available on the archives. A lot of people will have the opportunity to come back later in the day and listen to them. Some only have the opportunity to listen after hours, and I hope you'll make my archives a regular visit. Anyway, let's go back into this concept. We started out on Monday last talking about putting a historical foundation on the new economic order. This would be part five. We were working yesterday on foreign exchange. Foreign exchange is a big deal. Foreign exchange is a really big deal. I didn't realize it was such a big deal until I started getting a look at the Bank of International Settlements and the World Bank and the Bank for Development, Reconstruction and Development, etc. This new financial economic order thrives on foreign exchange. And if you can control and manipulate and agitate and depress and inflate and deflate markets around the world, you can make quite a bit of money. You can make great hay on foreign exchange. And so we started to talk on that yesterday out of the Encyclopedia Americana, Volume 3, Bee to Bird's Foot, published back in 1951, an article titled Foreign Exchange. It's subhead 5 under a much longer article on banks and banking. So we'll continue. We'll pick up right where we left off basically yesterday and try and close this out today, this discussion on that aspect of it. Before I do, I would point you in the direction of your web browser and suggest that you might look up the exchange-traded funds. You could go to Bloomberg, click on the left on the link, exchange-traded funds, Bloomberg.com. That's one way to go. And you'll be able to see this huge list. And, of course, that'll save your browser time, because if you go from this huge list, most of that's those are hot links. And so then you can just find the SPDR Gold Trust on that link and link through to it and open that up and look at that website, the SPDR Gold Trust. I'm in the process of dissecting, if you will, certainly reading it very carefully, the 83-page prospectus. I wanted to bring that on air, and I may have to go through it on the weekend and cut it up in little pieces and bring snippets to the table. Just far too much. I don't want to waste that much ink, as expensive as it is, printing out the full 83 pages. But it's the largest of these various exchange-traded funds, and so it will bear our witness. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications.
such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back here in the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. This is William Roberts listening to Become Vocal Local over the Oracle Broadcasting Network. And in the previous hour, and if you didn't catch the 5 minutes that we had in the beginning of this hour, we did have a pretty interesting first hour, I think. Some useful information, some solutions for financial trouble. Might check it out, listen to it again and again, and try and get the kernel of what it was that I was suggesting you try. If you are, like so many right now, not at the top of your game, you're somewhere in the middle of the income stream in these downturn times, and you still have income coming in. And again, that word is there's so many minefields out there, but income is one of those minefield words. Nonetheless, go back and listen to that. Comes out of the concept that I learned many years ago from a Success Motivation Institute cassette tape that I purchased at a car wash while I was having my brand new Honda Civic washed back in the days, the heyday of my engineering experience. And I enjoyed that tape. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon. And when I heard that tape, I went home and I sat down and I transcribed the entire tape. And then I began to apply it in my life, and damn if it didn't work. It worked beautifully for me, and I would suggest and recommend it to anyone. It's a simple formula, and it really does function in your life. Now, in the first five-minute segment, I just introduce again briefly the SPDR Gold Trust, the exchange-traded funds, places that you can go on the Internet, like Bloomberg.com. On the left in the links button, the hot spots, you can click on, commodities, and then exchange-traded funds, ETFs, and get that. Or it's finance and then ETF. I don't have it open in front of me, but you'll find it. It's on the left. And then open it up, and then just scroll down this enormous scroll list of all of these exchange-traded funds. These exchange-traded funds are coming up in every one of our news articles today. Down here on the bottom of this Reuters article, precious gold up on the flight to safety, U.S. jobs data eyed. Down here on the bottom of the first page, it says buying of gold-backed exchange-traded funds was also stagnant, with holdings of New York's FPDR Gold Trust, GLD, static for the fifth consecutive session. So in five consecutive days, they haven't been buying anything. And then it discusses the holdings of the world's largest silver ETF, the iShares Silver Trust SLV, declined by 82.8 tons on Thursday. You can scroll down that list. You'll find both of these. You'll find that SPDR Gold Trust, GLD, is at the top of the list, and it's got about it's got millions of shares moving. And then you can look down the list, and you can find this iShares Silver and get an idea for what we're talking about with these exchange-traded funds. And as I've stated on previous broadcasts this week, for institutions and corporations and investors, it is a way that they can get involved in and take some advantages of the fluctuations in the gold and silver markets and others, other markets in the exchange-traded funds. It's not just limited to gold and silver. And it's a way to buy and sell, playing them like stocks, so to speak. But the pitfalls are plenty. And in reading this prospectus for the SPDR Gold Trust, the players that are involved in here include even the World Gold Council. The World Gold Council. And so you've got to ask yourself, when we're talking about moving metric tons of these metals, whether they're actually in physical moving or whether they're just electronically moving, the opportunity to impact the markets are dramatic opportunities. And then if we're just going to take the time, and I'm going to go through and I'll highlight out, break out that prospectus, and we'll discuss it on air. Again, back to the idea of foreign exchange. Same deal. Foreign exchange, where we're talking about the currencies. Today, the currencies that we're going to follow for the next few weeks, hopefully, or maybe just permanently, depends on how things go and what my mood is. We're going to track the Canadian dollar, the Mexican peso, the British pound, and the euro as against the United States dollar. This is one of those concepts of baskets of currencies. Baskets of currencies. And if you're following the International Bank of Settlements, you know that this idea of baskets of currencies is the, I guess, the latest and greatest, the best thing going. So anyway, the Canadian dollar is 78 cents U.S. today. The Mexican peso is 7 cents U.S. today. The British pound is $1.43 U.S. today. And the euro is $1.27 U.S. today. And so you add the U.S. dollar in that, and then you come up with a basket of five currencies. And if you had some others that you wanted to put in there, then you could have a basket of currencies and trade or exchange them on the exchange-traded funds. And as we brought out the creation of the International Bank of the Bank of International Settlements and the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, we saw that it started out with 44 countries being involved, and each of them were pledging a certain amount of gold and a certain amount of their currencies as a ratio, as a quota, based upon their gross domestic product. And so you can see that as we read these jobless figures and the economic downturns in the U.S. markets, the U.S. dollar index somehow or another is staying high, and it's largely, in my opinion, because so many other countries are tied to us like Siamese twins. Because they've ever since way back at the Bretton Woods and beyond, they've joined up with us, and so they just have to stick with us all the way to the bottom, if necessary. So anyway, foreign exchange is trading in currencies and gold. And so let's go into this article, foreign exchange, a little bit further from where we left off yesterday, writing again right out of the Encyclopedia Americana. You see, this is not some arcane stuff that no one can get hold of. But, of course, this encyclopedia set was published in 1951, and it's unlikely that you would have one in your house, but you might. The profit made by the foreign exchange banker, comes from the fact that he can regularly secure a better rate of exchange for the drafts drawn by himself, which he sells to his clients, than he has to pay for the mercantile bills of exchange which he buys from other clients and with which he is continually replenishing his balance abroad. Now, this is just the first sentence out of this lengthy paragraph, but it gives us an idea that there's somebody out there, a foreign exchange banker, and that they profit by the exchange of these foreign exchange, by selling, buying, and selling what? Currencies. Go back and look at the definition here. Foreign exchange may be best described as the system by which payments are made between countries having different monetary systems. You see? And so the Canadian at 78 cents, the Mexican peso at 7 cents, the British pound at $1.43, the euro at $1.27, this basket of currencies with USDX in their trading right now at 88.21 basis points. All of this stuff, these are baskets of currencies, and they're being exchanged. And I think we need to pay attention to it because it has the power to manipulate markets big time. We'll be back.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
And we have returned, and those call-in numbers, folks, are 512-904-8014 and 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Back to our article here. Between bankers' bills and mercantile bills, however good the latter may be, there is always a difference in the rate of exchange. Okay, this is what we're talking about here. This foreign exchange, this rate of exchange between these various currencies of foreign monetary systems, different monetary systems, between the bill drawn by the banker of good standing and the merchant of good standing, this difference is comparatively slight. But as between the bill of the banker and the merchant whose paper is not so well known, it may be perfectly good, but there is a very considerable difference in the rate. So it depends on whether you're a player or you're a newcomer or an outsider as to how the exchange rates are going to work for you, how you're going to be viewed in all of this. And when we go into and do an analysis of this SPR to Gold Trust prospectus, and I will have that Monday, certainly hope to get that done over the weekend and have it ready to go. When we go in and look at that, you're going to see that there are different ways or there are different status, if you will, of investors in these funds. Go back to the article. It's just here that the foreign exchange banker makes the bulk of his profits, you see. It's the amount that you can buy and sell on these foreign exchange markets, depending on how deep your pockets are and what your standing is in the international community. If you are beloved by the international community, then you are going to be able to approach things like the Bank for Reconstruction and Development and make greater hay there than you would be if you were a newbie. If you had a long track record of successful investments in Zimbabwe, you would be able to do better than perhaps a Zimbabwean, again, appealing to the same foreign banking interests, as a newbie, as a first-timer. So an indigenous person might not have the same kind of benefits and opportunities as someone from London, for instance, with a proven track record. You might not be able to make the same kind of hay as a Kellogg Brown and Root or a Carlyle Group or a Khaki or some of the other big guys. Let's go into this again. The bill of this mercantile house, he knows, is perfectly good, but because the paper is not particularly well known, it does not perhaps command the full market price. So there's bills and paper and the guys are presenting stuff. It's like a bunch of Arabs standing around in a sandstorm, everybody winking each other with their robes pulled up high. This paper the banker buys knowing that it is good and that it will be paid upon maturity, and against this paper he sells his own bills at a considerably higher rate of exchange. And similarly, if you happen to have an apartment building in your fleet of rental properties, for instance, you've got a 30-unit apartment building. If you have 28 of those 30 units, rent checks that come in and they always clear and it's always wonderful and it's always great, then you can make great hay knowing that. But if you've got a couple of turds floating in the water that always want to float a bad check, you want to scoop those out of the bowl, hand them the front door and invite the movers to come in and move them on down the road. And it's quite similar here. The more people that traditionally float bad checks toward you, or if you're in business, let's say you have a grocery, and you know that little old lady that wears the pink bandana and comes in her house slippers, that her checks are just about worthless, but you hate to turn her away because you know she's buying canned cat food and she has no cat. So you just do what you gotta do. And these foreign exchange people are pretty much in the same boat. Sometimes they know that the paper is excellent, and sometimes they have a lot of question, and so they make their profits based accordingly. Going on further here, aside from the trading on rates described above, there are, of course, great speculative possibilities in the foreign exchange market for those who choose to take them up. Once again, what makes someone elite? Why do we call them elitists or foreign bankers or banking pigs or capitalist pigs or whatever the things you know, monopoly pigs or something? Well, largely it's because they know something you and I perhaps don't. They know how to facilitate inside of this market, and they make a fabulous return on investment, a wonderful ROI. If you happen to have 100 acres of good oak and hickory and ash on your place, and you consistently have trees falling every year, and you can afford the time and the energy to cut and split and stack and deliver firewood, even out of the wood that just falls in your own wood lot, you can make a considerable return on your investment of time and energy selling firewood. It shouldn't be a source of envy or jealousy by neighbors. You still have to cut it. You still have to split it. You still run the risk of having some branch leap up and catch you in the jaw, or your chainsaw kick back and catch you in the shoulder or something. So you've got a certain amount of risk. You might blow the axle out on your trailer or run your wheel bearings out or have blowouts on your tires. Who knows? Whatever. But if you have a wood lot with lots of trees that just keep falling down every winter like so many do, you can seemingly out of nothing make a fairly good supplemental income just on firewood sales. And so it's similar to this, where through specialized knowledge and specialized language, these foreign exchange bankers are able to facilitate the global transfer of wealth. By buying bills, back to the article, for instance, and accumulating a large balance abroad without selling his own drafts against such balances, the banker puts himself in a position where he will greatly profit through any rise in rates which may take place, and or vice versa. So as we're sitting here, if we're accumulating Canadian at 78 cents, and Canadian currency jumps up to a buck, you make, 22 cents on every one of those Canadian 78 cents that you had there, all of a sudden you're making almost a 25% return on investment. And you've done really nothing but have the holding power and the persistence and the patience to wait on it, wait for your profit to come home. And that's, I think, what this author was alluding to here. Foreign exchange bankers, too, sell exchange for future delivery, that's the futures, and contract to purchase drafts at fixed times in the future. That's more technical language that I don't know all the right proper ways to say it. I'm not a specialist at any of this by any means. These, of course, are only one of two examples. The opportunities for speculative operations in foreign exchange are practically unlimited. Key word here is speculation, speculative, speculators. You get involved in these ETFs and other things like that, as opposed to going up to the local coin shop and picking up silver rounds or silver coins and gold coins and putting them in your pocket, physical possession gold, which you can come home and put in your sock drawer or bury in the garden. When you get involved with some of this electronic stuff and the shares and stock markets and financials, as many have said, it's an excellent way that you can take a large fortune and turn it into a very small fortune in an extremely short period of time, or as they say, in a New York minute, you can go broke. So speculation has both the upside potentials and downside potentials, and pretty much need to know about it. We'll be back. Stay right there.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CCWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CCW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back, beginning the last half hour of today's broadcast. You're certainly welcome to call in, folks. If you've got anything on your mind you want to share with the worldwide audience, it's 512-904-8014 to join me live on air out of the Austin, Texas area, or you can call 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Back to our article here out of the Encyclopedia Americana, discussing foreign exchange from an encyclopedic point of view. And encyclopedias are useful research material. They lead you in lots of places. You have to comb through them and choose the words with carefulness, get your discernment headlamps on full beam. But they do bring out a lot of information. They don't disclose everything. Most all of these articles are very carefully checked by their editors. They know what they can and what they cannot publish. Sometimes you have to use just as much discernment on the publishing company of the encyclopedia as you do anyplace else. Certain publishing companies have a tradition, like the Macmillan Company, for instance, a tradition of being not only humanist in their point of view, philologist for certain, but also socialist leaning. And others are not. And I think the Americana, this is my first reading of this set of encyclopedias. And as you can see, we're talking about banks and banking. So far, I'm only into about the middle of the second volume of a set of encyclopedias I just recently acquired. It'll take me some time, even using the best of my Evelyn Wood speed reading program, to be able to get through this set of encyclopedias, but I shall. I've read 7 sets. I think I have 8 now total, counting this one. But it gives you a pretty broad understanding of lots of topics. that help you to get the big picture. Not necessarily a specialist on anyone. You can then choose, or as a part of your own research pattern, based upon the things that are happening in your life and in the times and the things that appeal and are interesting or necessary for you to know, you can choose to go from the encyclopedias then into all of the various depth that you desire to do. But it's a good way to get a broad brush stroke. And that's what we're doing here as we come to understand a little bit more about foreign exchange. Again, the par of exchange, the par of exchange, the median of exchange between two countries having different monetary standards, as for instance Great Britain with the pound sterling and the United States with its dollar, is the price of the gold unit of one country expressed in the currency of the other. And so we are always looking at the price of gold. When I give it to you, I give it each day, the median today, up $7.60 to $940, as the median point between the bid and the ask on the spot market as it relates to the U.S. dollar index. And some people give you a different number, but that's the one that I use each day. And it really doesn't matter, because if you were to go out and buy gold today, you wouldn't be able to put your hands on any gold today for $940. Just not going to happen. For many dealers, you would be very fortunate today to be able to pick up any gold at all. Some just flat out don't have the access to it. Some do, but some don't. Anyway, let's go back into this. In a new gold pound sterling sovereign, for instance, there is an amount of gold which at any sub-treasury in the United States is worth $4.8665. Isn't that something else? In a new gold pound sterling sovereign, for instance, there is an amount of gold which at any sub-treasury in the United States is worth $4.8665. This was published in 1951. You can see the things that you can pick up just by reading these old encyclopedias. What is the highest or the last price that was set for gold? Does anyone know? Show of hands. Who knows what the last price of gold is set? Not today's spot price, but the last official price of gold by the U.S. Mint or the U.S. Treasury, I think. If the source that I have, Dr. Larry Bates, is accurate, he says it's $42.21. So for a trivia quiz thing, just make a note of that on your notepad. $42.21, anytime somebody asks you what the last official price of gold was, and then the existing, the still today, it's $42.21. But here in 1951, this gold pound sterling sovereign, was trading or worth $4.86 in 1951. Things have changed. This sum is therefore the par of exchange between Great Britain and the United States. And so we track the dollar, the gold, and the dollar and these various currencies for reasons beyond the own limited self-interest of investing or protecting our savings in gold and silver, for instance. Because these are mediums of exchange internationally. If from this par of exchange, the rate fluctuates upward and downward accordingly to supply and demand. Now, unfortunately, I've only been on Oracle now for a short period. Had you been listening to some of the other broadcasts that I have done and do, I've given considerable amount of time to the idea or the topic of demand. Demand as it drives sustainable development. And perhaps one of these days we'll cover some of that here on this broadcast as well. But this idea of fluctuating upward and downward according to supply and demand. Every day when I give the gold numbers and the silver numbers and the dollar USDX number, I'm pulling my hair out. Because I'm seeing something that defies logic. It defies reason. The global demand for gold, regardless of what Reuters has told you about India selling in their scrap to take advantage of the temporary high in gold, the global demand for gold by investors seeking safe haven in that market so far outstrips the supply that it's laughable. Can you imagine having to wait or to not get involved or not purchase gold this day or this month or this year because you couldn't find any of it? My. That would tell you that the price should be considerably higher than $940 an ounce if supply and demand in a free market were allowed to function. We don't have a free market. We have managed trade, and we have these foreign exchange markets being manipulated. Now, I can't say that that was from God's, you know, lips to my ears, and I'm certainly no more intelligent than any of you listening today, but this is certainly my take on it, having watched this stuff for 10 years on a daily basis, 5 days a week, writing these numbers down just the way I give them to you every day. These are the indicators I've been tracking for years, and it's a mind blower that no matter what, gold and silver are never allowed to seek any kind of a level in the market relative to supply and demand. They're manipulated continuously. If American merchants or bankers, back to the article here, have large payments to make on the other side and drafts drawn in foreign currencies are in great demand, it naturally follows that the price in dollars, which must be paid for each pound sterling, mark, or franc, those are more money, different types of money, the German mark or the Swiss franc, so that's the pound sterling, the German mark, or the Swiss franc, as the case may be, will increase, that the rate of exchange will rise. If, on the other hand, a large amount of drafts drawn on foreign points in foreign currencies are being offered for sale to bankers engaged in the foreign exchange business, and again, it's a business, it stands to reason that less American dollars will be paid for each pound sterling, mark, or franc, as the case may be, that the rate of exchange will decline. So there's upsides and downsides in this particular market. And what are they exchanging? Well, some of these various foreign currencies are backed by a certain percentage of gold and some are not. Ours is not. It's just out there, funny money floating in the free air. Crank up the printing presses, Ben, and throw them out the back of the helicopter. But some, like the euro, have a little bit of gold behind them. And so they're going to exchange at different rates, and they're going to be valued by the holders differently. And it's a business. Foreign exchange is a commodity. I never really understood that until just a few weeks ago. Now I'm starting to get a glimmer. I surely don't know everything there is to know about it. Don't even pretend to do that. Take everything that I say as with a grain of salt, because I'm giving you my sources as we go. My knowledge on the topic is no better than the sources that I'm using to learn from. And we'll be back. Stay right there.
Folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Yes, if you're like John Q. Public from Peoria, Illinois, I guess you're in the same boat that I am. The gravy train already done gone by. Can't even see the caboose. It's so far down the track from me. So we won't be taking the gravy train here, but we're just trying to figure out what is happening in these markets. And maybe if we can get a real handle on this, we can warn people who are deeply invested in various and sundry things, warn them before they lose their shirts and get them into some place of safety before they lose it all. It's a shame. It's a sin and a shame the way our markets have been manipulated just in my life. Opportunities and to make a large sum of money, basically, in real estate, for instance, back in the 80s, yanked from your underneath your feet when Ronnie Reagan's and crew changes the tax codes and things that were deductible become no longer deductible, and interest rates on your properties go from 4% and 5% to 20% and 30%. I mean, you couldn't even sell your way out of that market if you were holding speculative rehabs. If you've been remodeling houses in your spare time, following the William Nickerson, how you turn $1,000 into $1,000,000 in real estate in your spare time. If you've been following any of that, as I did, you find yourself in a buzzsaw as the rules to the game are being changed by your own government. You know, a government is supposed to be instituted amongst men to protect or preserve our lives, our liberties, and our properties, and then to have your government inside as insiders working on the game, intentionally destroying economic opportunity every 10 years, kind of makes you really dedicated in the idea of changing this government and getting it off our backs permanently. Certainly changed my outlook back in the 80s. I became a much different person as I faced bankruptcy. The principal influences then having a tendency to cause the rate of exchange at any given point to rise are as follows, and we're not going to have time to go through all of these. I'll give the heads, and then we'll just talk about some other things and close out today's broadcast. But here are some of the headings. The principal influences that have a tendency to cause the rate of exchange at any given point to rise are these. Heavy imports of merchandise. Do you see that we might be having heavy imports of merchandise as the last of our manufacturing plants closed last month? Here's another one. The heavy import of securities. heavy import of securities. So as we export our debt, we're going to import other securities of some sort. A decline in money rates below the level prevailing at other important foreign centers. A decline in the money rates. Here's another one of these principal influences. The principal influences tending to cause a decline at any given point in exchange rates are as follows. The others were the ones given a rise. Here are the ones that give a decline. Heavy exports of merchandise. The exchange rate in China, for instance, the Chinese, what is it, the yuan? They have heavy exports. So it may cause a decline in their foreign exchange rate. Heavy exports of merchandise. The heavy exports of securities. Perhaps the yuan would decline as they try and collateralize their debts by buying American turf. I went through the statutes last night and all day yesterday afternoon. I was trying to find a way out of taxes, certain taxes that I wanted to see if there were any loopholes there, property taxes and things like that. Trying to find a way of raising a patent on my own land and things we'll discuss in the future. Maybe we'll get Hal Anthony to come on board and talk about it one morning. But in the process, I found that aliens buying agricultural land are not allowed in Missouri. Gives pause to thinking because we've got Australians buying up quite a bit and New Zealanders buying up quite a lot of land for dairy and corn. Obviously, they must have set up some kind of a U.S. front, a false front, a fictional person to sidestep or circumvent our state statutes. Or maybe they're just operating under some other thing. Here's another one of these things that tend to cause a decline in exchange rates. A rise in the rate of for money above that prevailing at the other primary points abroad. So we can see that it causes a decline in exchange rates when the U.S. dollar climbs out of the basement, which is where it was at, up to the USDX index right now at 88.21. So it causes a decline in exchange rates. These are things that I'm sure that Timothy Geithner and Benjamin Bernanke are well aware of. I wonder if Obama is. Hussein, the usurper. let's see if there's another one here. No, that's about those. So anyway, we'll drop that for today. I think that's enough of a lesson in foreign exchange, banking. Lots of stuff happening locally because I was swept away in my research yesterday. I inadvertently failed to attend our local property rights meeting last night. Woe to me. Shame on me. After all, I talk about becoming vocal local and then Mr. Vocal Local doesn't show up at the meeting. That's real stupid. I still feel bad about that. Gonna have to bake cookies or something, provide pies at the next meeting. But it's really important, folks, to get out and talk with the people that live around you and get to know who the players are in the area and the community, and to keep your eyes on the political format. I got an email for those of you that were involved in the Ron Paul campaign as a new Republican, if you will, a Barry Goldwater Republican perhaps, but as those of us who joined the Republican Party so we could support Ron Paul's presidential bid, I get all the emails from the Republican Party still. And yesterday I got an announcement from the Republican Party here from Roy Blunt. Roy! Congressman Roy Blunt. And Roy is seeking the seat of Senator Kit Bond, who is considering stepping down. And of course, I mentioned yesterday, I believe, that Jack Goodman, a local state senator, is looking at Roy's seat. Now, we can allow this inbred, ancestral, multi-generational power scheme to continue unabated and expect more of the same, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, or we can interact within this system. It's now going to be up to us in this area to find and run and win a better candidate for the United States Senate than Roy. and a better congressional candidate than Jack. Break this gridlock that we have for all of the yes men to the established two-party political system. Lots of things that we can be doing on a local level to make a difference. Some of the things that we can do is to start retrenching and re-looking around our own houses and see what we're doing economically and what we're not doing economically. By withdrawing our support from the established financial system, we can do what Lilliputians can do, bringing down Gulliver. Food co-ops, for instance. Buying food in bulk together. If you're a smoker and you know several other smokers, maybe you can get together and circumvent the colossal tobacco taxes by taking a car and one person going and buying tobacco and cigarette products from the nearest Indian reservation and help support the tribes and circumvent those taxes. It would give you a little bit of extra money that you could buy guitar strings with and picks and music and things. And at the same time, you'd still be able to continue to enjoy the habits that you've acquired. There are certain other things that you can do right now. It's a 72 degrees in sunny southwest Missouri. And so it's just about time to start rooting around in my garden beds. I might pull out some of the landscape planting that my mother had planted around this house and convert those into garden beds as well. Maybe if I could have enough garden truck going around my house here, I could offset the expensive food chain at the local grocery. So there's farmers markets. There's places that you might want to go if you're going to go someplace over this weekend instead of going to a ball game. Why not drive around in the country and see if you can find somebody that has a dairy and buy some milk? Folks, have a wonderful weekend. Until we get back together again on Monday, have a good day.
At a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, Exposing the Secret Plans of the World's Elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.